Hey everyone, thank you for tuning in to my podcast, Talk Yo-ish. I'm Tatiana, and I'm not only the hostess with the mostest, but I get people to spill all their tea while learning about their erotic, exotic jobs and professions. Ever wonder what a porn star does on her free time? Well, here it is. So enjoy the show. Hey everybody. Yes, this is Tatiana and I'm here at Talk Yo-ish and we are here with the famous Chrissy Krueger. I love it. I love it.
Oh my god, okay.
No, you did not mess it up. The people want real people in here, okay?
Okay, so Chrissy Krueger.
Yes, the famous Chrissy Krueger. Now, when I first heard your name, obviously the famous Krueger name comes up. Is this on purpose? Well, tell me.
Well, okay, like, I've always been a fan of Freddy Krueger. Growing up in the 90s, you know, all those 80s and 70s classic horror movies that, you know, everybody else grew up on, my parents, I just kind of fell in love with all that. Like, Michael Myers is not really, I'm not really scared of him.
Yeah.
Like, he's not really, you know, scary. He just, like, reminds me of Jason.
Yeah, same.
Freddy Krueger comes in your dreams, like.
Right? Like, that's extra scary because you can be anywhere. You can hide from the other two, but you can't hide from this one.
You die in your dreams. You die in real life. Like, that's creepy and really cool. And I just came up with that stage name. And, you know, my actual, like, vampire stage name is Sophia the Forsaken. It's my full name.
Sophia the Forsaken.
A lot of people know me as Krueger.
Do they ask you constantly, are you related to Freddy Krueger?
No.
No?
No, but I told them that if I could choose any horror character to, like, be with, you know, I'd choose Freddy and I'd be the type of wife that kills, like, you know, people who deserve it, like pedophiles and murderers. And
yeah.
I wouldn't go after children. I'd go after people who are, like, on death row, you know?
Yeah. People who deserve it. I love it. So tell me about your teeth. You have the vampire teeth. You live you call it the vampire lifestyle, right?
Well, I mean, it's a lifestyle. I know there's many different types of life. Oh my god, we got this.
We're just talking. We'll cut it out. We are just talking. People want to see real people. You know, this is what they want to hear. They want to see if this is how it goes. This is how it goes because I mess up all the time, especially when I'm drinking. I probably should have a shot. Do you want a shot? You should have a shot. Do you have a shot?
You should have a shot.
You want a shot? Let's go get a shot. I'm gonna go get a shot.
Give me a second. All right, hold up. I'm coming right now.
Oh, we got back at the same time. That's awesome.
I got my little skull shot glass right
here. Oh, that's so cute. I love it. Well, I just went in for the bottle, for the mini bottle. I think it's blurry.
The mini bottle? What are you drinking?
It's Bacardi. I just grabbed Bacardi Gold. What you got in there? Oh, Crown Apple. That's my favorite. You know, I just discovered that.
Real apple juice?
Yeah.
But I do cranberry juice.
Oh, I love cranberry juice. You know, I started mixing drinks with Welch's.
Really?
Yeah, it's Welch's, but it's the bubbly kind. Like, it looks like champagne. And
I know what you're talking about.
Yes, and it's in a glass bottle at, like, the store, at the grocery store. And you usually, you know, kids probably use it for cheers on New Year's and stuff. And I just thought it was great because if you mix it, it tastes just like juice. And I always do that on my birthday. Which is coming up because we.
So is mine.
I know. Are you excited? I wish you were here.
Dude, I'm excited, but, like, what I want to do for my birthday is a little spendy.
Tell me, what do you want to do?
I want to go to Zach Bacon's Haunted Museum.
Is it expensive?
No. I mean, it's not that it's expensive. It's just getting the gas money to get out there because it's a 4-hour visit per month.
Yeah.
It's just the expenses of that, you know, like bills and everything else. But, like, that's what I want to do. Eventually, I'll go there. I got to wait till this is frozen. So you got to give me a second.
All right. Give you a second.
What I really want to do when I'm 30 or at least 31 is throw a vampire ball.
Okay. I'm
and
there.
You have to have fangs, vampire werewolf ball to enter my party.
You know what's crazy? So I went to get my fangs out. I wanted to surprise you. I have white gold fangs that I had molded for my teeth. Girl, I could only find one. I literally almost cried because I was like, I can't show up with one. And I look like a buck-toothed.
This is like not working for me.
Oh, no. Hold on.
Hold on.
Warm
Hold
it.
On.
Warm it with your mouth. No? Yeah. Oh, you can't. You probably bust the, don't bust the bottle. We're warming bottles with our mouth right now. Where, you had it in the freezer?
Yeah, I always keep my alcohol in the freezer.
Where's your strong man? He can't open it? He's busy?
God, you know what? He might be able to. Hey, yeah. Babe? Wait, hold up.
Tell him I'm on. Tell him we're
on. I did. I told him. He's in there with the dog right now.
Oh, okay. It's all right. I got my dogs out. So if they bark, they bark. It's our pod.
How was that? That was so easy for you.
I love it. How many vampires does it take to open up a frozen Crown Apple bottle?
I heard that. My husband did it in like 2 seconds.
Wait, but not one. It takes a werewolf. Oh, hi, puppy. Chrissy Krueger has the cutest puppy. It's a Chiweenie.
She's part Chihuahua and white short-haired terrier.
Oh, my God. Look, mine's right here, but he's such a ham, like trying to pick his fat ass up.
I figured you'd want to see her because she's a little bigger.
Look, I know. She's a little bit bigger now. Come here, Marco. You want to come up here? Nope, he doesn't.
The vet said she's not going to get that big at all.
You know what's funny? So they told us when we got him that he was a runt and he wasn't going to get any bigger. And this fatty right here. I mean, come here, Marco. Nope, he won't let me.
Yeah.
Look, so cute.
All right. Now that I got it open, all right, I'm going
to
put
it back. Okay.
One shot. Bye-bye. Okay, Mia,
you gotta
go back.
She's so cute. I always watch all Chrissy Krueger's videos, and a lot of them have her cat and her lizard.
Snake?
I didn't see the snake.
You haven't seen my snake?
No, you take your snake.
Let's take this shot.
All right, let's take it. Ready?
And I'll show you Azazel for a second.
Okay. Well, you know what? Let's see Azazel live when we're done.
Okay. You can do that.
Let's do that. That'll be freaking awesome. Ooh, cheers. I have a whole thing of a whole Curio cabinet right now that I just...
You know, I'm not even doing a chaser, so this is
No chaser. Chaser's for quitters.
Hey. Some chasers are really good, though.
Yeah. Or...
Like cranberry... Well, you take a shot of this and cranberry juice?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
All right, here we go. All right, we're taking shots, guys.
Our first podcast together.
Yes, cheers, Chrissy Krueger.
Cheers. Okay, here we go.
Ugh, that was really strong. It was Bacardi Gold. Ugh.
Woo!
Oh, God. I'd be wasted. Oh, Jesus Christ. You can tell we're amateurs. Look at that. Ugh.
That was a little bit of a burn.
Yeah, it burns real bad. That's okay. See, it gets us started.
If it doesn't burn, then it doesn't work.
It doesn't. Exactly. You know what's funny? I always make a face or a gag when I drink. And if I'm somewhere and I'm drinking and I like it, it's fake. And I'll call the bartender. I'm like, that's water because I didn't gag.
Get it.
Yes, my sister, my friends, all of them. They're like, oh, Tati's throwing it down like water. It's fake. Fake liquor.
Back in Alaska, when I was dancing, I had Russian bartenders.
Ooh.
And they didn't play no fucking games when they poured that vodka. It wasn't no fucking water. It was fucking... Vodka. Okay, I used to do vodka pickle juice shots every fucking night.
I love those. Oh my God, people think I'm weird because me and one of my besties, Sophia, she does good. Pickle juice. So one time she fed us pickle juice shots, but the pickle juice was like warm, and it tasted like piss. Yes, I'm telling on you, Sophia. She was like our designated bartender, worst bartender ever. She was fired from me from doing that. We don't do that anymore. All right, so we'll go back. I want to know, let's start at the beginning. So you were young and you decided, when did you decide you were going to get fangs installed? Like, did you know that was a thing?
No, I had no idea, but I guess I've always been fascinated in the dark. Like with Harry Potter, darkness, I don't want to say like the evil portion. I'd say like I just infatuated with the dark arts. Yes. You know, I like, you know, gothic.
I was gonna say goth.
You know, goth, but I also like Disney, and I also like that stuff. So like I'm a mixture between both. But getting it started was honestly, you know, my parents divorced when I was eight, and I chose to live with my dad. And you know, in Alaska, there's not really much you can do up there in the wintertime for 6 months but play video games or
Because it's dark, right?
it's like 6 months of darkness.
So, wait, do you think that's where a lot of that came from? You were just used to being in the dark?
No, I'll
Okay.
tell you.
Tell me.
But it does suck being in the dark for that long. You get really depressed.
Do you?
And you know, my fascination came from like, you know, watching movies like Interview with a Vampire.
My favorite movie.
Okay. Queen of the Damned is the reason why I chose to be a vampire. Aaliyah was my biggest inspiration. In fact, let me go grab something that
Yes.
you will even love yourself.
Yes.
There was only one. There's only a few selected for this shit.
Oh.
Oh, and another thing you got to do a podcast on is conspiracy theories, because I got a buttload of shit for you.
Let's start it.
Bro, you don't even
So
know
my
all that.
niece, my 12-year-old niece, she was named after the singer Aaliyah, rest in peace. And me and my sister have always loved her. My sister actually, they used to call her Little Aaliyah because she actually favored her in the face. And it's always been a dream of us to go, well, to go see her, but obviously we can't. So now we'll have to end up going to see her, her gravesite. But
Who? Who
my niece was named after Aaliyah. My sister named her because Aaliyah was, you know, we were fans of her. And my sister, they used to call her Little Aaliyah because she looked, oh my God, that's gorgeous. That's so. My sister had, well, the poster of that. And I'll send you pictures of my sister, but she looked just like her. Let me see the
This is
shirt.
the
So
street.
she showed us a poster and a shirt. Oh, yes. You know, that's beautiful with the A.
Like Aaliyah, man, like,
It was
rest in
sad.
peace, woman. Rest in
Yes.
peace.
It was very sad.
She's the reason why, because her vampire. And see, look, I got a CD I'll never open.
Yes, my sister had, we have the CD. We opened it, but we have it.
I'll never open it. I know it's gonna be more valuable, but Aaliyah's honestly the real reason why this infatuation started, and then watching Buffy, and then watching Supernatural, and watching all the horror movies, and just getting into all that stuff when I was younger. I was kind of a loner in high school. I mean, I had a lot of friends, and I still keep some of those friendships to this day, which is very rare from what I've heard from many people, keeping friendships for that long, even after high school.
Sorry,
I used
excuse
to
me.
carve stakes
Sorry, I'm
at my
sneezing.
house. Like, I used to take
Oh, carpentry, carpentry.
I used to go in the woods and take stakes and just make them myself and start acting like, you know, I used to LARP and role play when I was younger.
Oh my God, I don't know
And
what's
so
going. Sorry, I keep sneezing.
my dad kind of my mom didn't really like that stuff, and she didn't want me to do it because she was raised Christian and she was against all that. My dad didn't really care, but he was really strict as well. I love my dad, and like, I'm not even tripping, but like, it's just something that I just really got intrigued by. Like, and then all the different types of vampires. You have the Van Helsing vampires with Hugh Jackman and the Three Brides, which I absolutely love those brides, and the guy who played as Dracula.
I
You
do.
got Bela Lugosi, who's my favorite Dracula, black and white.
Yes.
And you know,
A
Zach Bagans has
classic.
his mirror that he used to scry with.
Yes.
So like,
Oh my
it's
God, I don't know
just,
what's going on. Sorry.
I didn't decide to get fangs until I was 18.
Okay.
I didn't know that was even a thing.
Yeah.
When I became a dancer when I was 21, I went and got them done permanently.
So these are permanently, you can't take them out. You'd have to have them removed. How do they put them on? It's a mold of another mold.
It's like a cap over a, it's like a crown over a tooth. They
Now,
cement it in there and it
were
stays.
they completely expensive? I mean, you don't have to like say the price, but I mean, are we talking in the thousands
1,500 for a set,
for a set?
which is
And
not bad.
yeah, no, that's how long did it take? Like you go to a dentist, he does this. Did he say
So
he's done this before? Like the dentist you went to?
the dentist that I go to is a non-disclosure form. I cannot name him by name.
Yeah.
they, you know, Fang Smiths. Yes. They're called Fang Smiths. He is specialized in the fangs. It's what he does. And it's not a procedure they would recommend to a lot of people out there unless they know what they're expecting and what they're in for, because it does change your talking. It does change your eating habits. It does well for about 2 to 3 weeks. I mean, it's not something like people have to be ready.
Yeah.
Like your whole life's going to change if you get real things.
After he did this procedure, was it what you expected? Like the recovery time, or were you shocked also?
I was in complete shock. I fell in love with myself. I was like, yeah, I told my dad when I was 8 years old, I was going to get real fangs one day.
Now, can you go smaller? Like, cause I've always loved that. And I always feel like my sizes right here could be a little bit longer, just a little bit. See, yours are long.
Go smaller. You can go any size you want.
Cause I have always been intrigued, I'm not the vampire lifestyle, but I really just really always loved just that little.
And that's the thing. It doesn't take you don't have to be a vampire to have fangs. There's people with cat fangs, with werewolf fangs, with snake fangs, there's a lot of people out there who do it. It's just a modification.
There's different fangs. I didn't know that.
Yeah. I'll have to send you some fangsmith stuff of like the different types of fangs that you can do out there.
So tell me, the vampire fangs are just more traditional? Like they're more thick. They're more. Tell me.
Yeah, they're more like they fit around the tooth. It's like a crown. It goes around your tooth and they cement it up in there all the way to your gum. And it takes a swelling is all up in here, which is why it sounds a little weird. But swelling is here. It takes about 3 weeks for the swelling to go down permanently.
Now, when did you get them done? Because you're pretty young.
My first set, I got them done when I was 21. Had to come out. I came out here when I was 24. I had to get them taken out by the dentist because only the dentist can do it.
Yes. Course.
I had one that was cracked, and then I had I had to get dentist work done down here. Now the reason why they're in now is because they're able to go in and build my bridge now, and I'm able to get I went and got them done.
Yeah.
So like I paid for these months ago. I actually paid for these when I had my stimulus check. Oh. Got it out of the way.
Thank you, stimulus.
Paid for it.
Love it. I bet they love it. Now, when you decided after you got them done. Like eating wise, I want to know, like, what can't you eat? Or what have you found difficult to eat where you're like, I don't need, like, Laffy Taffy?
Steak, candies. I have to, like, when I first got done, I had to eat like a bird.
Yes.
Like,
because you have to chop and like,
small bites. Even now, since I have such a small jaw, I have to take small bites.
And put it, like, in the back.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, will you bite yourself? Oh, okay. There, your lip. You have to be careful because even with the little caps that I had to be careful because I bit my tongue.
I bit my tongue, cut my lips, and cut my gums.
And
freshly, when I first got them.
You've also cut, because you know everybody wants to know. So if you put a penis in your mouth, what are you cutting? Are you cutting? What was the first time you put the penis in your mouth with the scissors? What's going on?
So many questions asked about what it's like sucking dick with my thing.
Please tell us.
I'll tell you
one
thing, guys.
Even my dogs want to know.
If your dick is too thick, it's not going to fit in my mouth. And I don't mean thick dick doesn't always mean better dick.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying my husband's small because he's not.
Yes.
But if your dick is too thick, it's going to get in between this.
Yep.
And you're going to get cut. If the guy isn't scared, like my ex was, because I cut my ex up pretty bad.
On purpose.
Really bad
on purpose. Go ahead, you tell the story. Did we just don't say names?
He cheated on me with my best friend.
Son of a bitch.
And so,
did you bite her too?
No. Well, I mean, we had a thing for a minute.
Should have bit her.
the only woman I've ever bitten is my ex girlfriend Micah, and she has two fucking scars in between her thighs from my fangs.
But that was because you wanted to, or you were mad?
Yeah, because her and I were together. I was like 19, 20, 21, yeah, around in there.
She has a scar. So people are walking around with your Chrissy Krueger scars, right?
Only her.
But the guy, you don't think, like, what did it do? It took the skin off? Like, are there two drag marks at the top? Like, did you, tell me, I want to know, was there bleeding?
And he stuck his dick in.
Yeah.
And he was going to pull out the head of his dick straight. Yeah, there's two scrape marks going down the tip of his penis all the way down to the bottom of his head.
Did he, like, die because of it? Oh my God. What do you say? Like, sorry, and wipe the blood from your mouth?
No, I was like, that's what you fucking get for fucking my best friend behind my back. All four of them.
All four friends? All four
friends? I was like, you're forever going to have a scar of my fucking fangs on that dick.
Oh my God.
Mark your bitch ass.
Jesus. Jesus. Jesus Christmas. So that works out good.
When I've been stripping at the club, mm-hmm. I have people pay me to bite them. They've paid me $200-$300 to bite them, but they come proof that they have clean blood. Because I don't just bite people.
Now, where do they want you to bite them? Like a vampire on their neck?
Or I've bitten people here on the wrist.
Forearm, the wrist. Tell me what kind of a bite. Like a little bite? Or like a real can hurt you bite? Like, how far are these teeth going in?
Not far enough to damage the person, but enough to where they make two prick marks so I can draw blood.
And you can hear it. Like, you can hear the actual...
But you have to be careful, though, because I've been told by doctors, and which is why, again, this is not something where you just go around and bite people and think that you're a badass, because you can seriously hurt somebody if you hit the wrong vein. If you hit... Like, when I've bitten people up here...
Yeah.
You can seriously, you can, they can kill somebody.
Yeah.
Like I could, if I'm not careful, I can hurt somebody.
Yeah.
So I don't just do it. I mean, there's people out there who drink other people's blood and do all that crazy shit. That's just not the life for me. I don't want to be like that.
It's not, there's no need for sucking any fluids.
When I'm dancing at the club, I have people that are so enticed. They're just like, wow, I want to get a little nibble, or I want to feel them things drag across my neck, or like little pressure. Like, it's not anything. Like, the only person I've really bitten really that hard is my husband.
Cause he liked it.
No, I don't. That's a sexual intimate thing that I believe should only be for your partners.
I agree. Now, does he have teeth also that are.
No, but he's getting a set of werewolf fangs done.
Oh, I can't. Soon? I can't wait.
Not pretty soon after he works for a good couple of months, you know, getting the money stacked, because those are expensive for a set here and a set here.
Oh.
A smaller set down here that he's only going to clip these in down here, but up here they'll be permanent.
Okay.
He's got, it's like a little bit over $2,000. So, you know, like, I mean, it's well worth it. But like I said, it people don't understand it until they get it done, and they'll either sit there and regret it, or they'll sit there and be like, holy shit, like I really have this now. Like, they're not something I would recommend to somebody like if you don't know what you're doing, like I wouldn't recommend you to just go get your teeth done if you don't know what you're doing.
And I definitely don't. But always have always thought about maybe shaping them a little bit more just to make more of a point. And that, I don't know if that's something more of a shaving than an actual adaptation.
You can. There are dentists that do shave your actual tooth down. They will do it, but it's fuck that.
No.
No.
Mm-mm.
That's more painful than what I got.
All right. Then we just need a little caps with a little thing on top. That's all. Now, what
do you can get them as implants, which is my next step.
The implants. Now, what other things do you want to do that is, and excuse my term, vampire-y, because that's not the term, but I'm layman's terming it, that you want to do to your body that you think is going to morph you into what you want to be?
Or nothing.
Nothing? That's it?
Just my fangs.
Just the fangs. That's perfect.
And
that's
tattoos.
Amazing.
That's it.
That's amazing. Tattoos are so like, it's just tattoos.
Because if you go public and your ears are like pointed, or you have more modifications in your face or whatever, people are going to know who the fuck you are. Yeah. Why? When I can just blend into society.
Yeah. If you don't open your mouth or don't smile the way with showing your teeth, they won't know.
Like, you can't see my teeth.
Yeah. Have you scared anyone? Like, not purposely? Maybe like you're in a cab and you smile or laugh?
I've scared children on accident. I've scared plenty of people. One year, my husband and I were driving in Alaska, we were just friends at the time. We were driving down, and I had my, oh no, it wasn't, I'm sorry. It wasn't my husband. It was my dad. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I had an outfit on, and my dad, my stepmom and my dad were playing horror music in the car, like vampire's music. And it was when I had the clip in things when I was little, and there was a guy driving by, and I looked over and was like, and he's like, and he just like drew up this way. And like,
I
scared children. I've scared some of my friends before, because like when I get mad, they don't like to piss me off. Like, cause then I become like that
one. Person. I can't imagine like fighting with you and you're yelling at me and I don't know. And then I start seeing your fangs. Like, I'd probably get really pissed, scared on myself. Cause like, Listen, I'm a believer of a lot of stuff. And, you know, just because you don't see it, you don't know if it's out there. And there's things that go on that people don't know why it happened. If I'm driving a cab and I see you in the back and you smile, it's 3 a.m. and you, I think that you're a vampire and you're going to suck my blood, period. I'm not.
Well, I wouldn't necessarily say, like, okay, so you have the lore of vampires. You have the ones that suck blood. You have the ones that drain energy from people, which is technically what I consider me as, because I don't fucking go and take blood from people. But, like, they're, like, you know, like, not like a succubus, because, you know, succubus is a demon.
Yes.
More like, if you believe in the spiritual stuff, like, I do believe, me personally, because my husband and I have seen our past lives, and it's not been, our past life is a lot like underworld.
Yes.
And so I feel like back then, this is who I was. I was a vampire. I was a very well-known vampire. Like, I can't explain to you spiritually, that's what it feels like.
I believe in those things because my past life, I was in France. I was a man, and I was the first person to do radio, which is the craziest thing. I'll have to show it to you.
Fuck.
Yeah. So, and the fact that my tarot card reader Z from Z Readings, she's amazing. We did a podcast and she did some readings off screen that me and you could always talk about that I didn't want anybody to see, but she had me in tears. I'm like, there's no way she knew those things because not even some of my family member knew. Family members
right.
knew.
I have a psychic too, and she's really amazing. And like, she fully believes what I've told her. She's told me some stuff we'll have to talk about off the air.
Yes, absolutely.
I do believe that there's a reason why there's so many people that were here before us that said what they said about the earth and said what they saw. And I don't believe that it's all necessarily real, but I do believe that if it is real, obviously the government hides stuff from us. Mm-hmm. Obviously we don't know the truth, but why make this civilization so... They think we're so stupid.
Yeah.
And we're not. We're actually quite smart.
Yeah.
And like, I think certain people from certain generations that are coming forth and what they call awakening.
Yes.
I'm definitely one of those people. Like I'm very spiritual. I'm very connected with the earth. I'm a Capricorn.
Yes, me too. Capricorn.
You connect with that stuff.
Definitely.
Like, you know, our ancestors, all that stuff. There's a reason why we're here. And like, even if it's like, you're here for a mission to find out who you are and become this person you are. Well, I found my person.
Now you have several missions because you were adopted.
I was adopted at birth. Right after I was adopted, I found out that my family used to roll with Al Capone.
Yes.
When
did you find out? When did you find out that you were adopted? You always knew growing up?
No, I found out when I was, 8 years old.
By accident or you were told?
I was told.
What was that meeting like?
Very emotional. I wanted to know my real parents as soon as possible.
Did your adoptive parents explain to you why at 8 years old they told you?
No, I actually found out after my dad kicked me out when I was 17 and went and found them myself.
Okay.
My real mother came up when I graduated at 19, and I'll be honest with you, I flat out fucking asked her. I was like, so why did you get rid of me?
Yeah.
And I said this in front of my entire adopted family that was there listening.
Yeah.
I said, why did you give me up?
That was your first meeting with her.
First meeting with her. Never met her in my life. Have a letter from when she was pregnant with me of what she was experiencing and stuff. But when I met her in person, we looked like twins.
Yeah.
My family was astonished, but I asked her and she was like, because I would have killed you. I would have put you through a fucking wall. And you know what's crazy is when I talked to my real dad, when I met him when I was 23, found out my mom was into the witchcraft, which I've already done it all. I've already experienced all that darkness and shit. You know, everybody at a point goes low in their life.
Yep.
I don't judge anybody who goes through that. Because it's hard, and it's hard to get out of and stay out of.
Yeah.
But my mom used to do very dark witchcraft when she was pregnant with me. My dad's caught her many times doing some crazy ass shit, including with the Ouija boards. And I had a relationship with my mom until I found out how crazy she was when she tried to drop weights on me and shit and a whole bunch of stuff. and I don't want to have nothing to do with her. I want her out. She's been out of my life. But my dad and I, that's the side that worked with Al Capone, was the Italian side. My dad and I, we get along very well. And my adopted dad and I get along very well, too. I mean, he's Asian. He raised me strict and right. I wouldn't have graduated without them and everything. So, like, I have a lot of families. I have my real family, okay? And then I have my adopted family. And that's, like, my Asian side, my Texas mom's side. When they divorced, my dad got remarried to an Australian, so I have her side. And it's just, I have, like, if I could put a family tree up for you, you'd be like, holy shit.
You're just, a one of the nations.
Yeah. And growing up my whole life, I was always telling my dad and all my friends in high school, which if any of them listen to this, y'all know who the fuck you are.
Yeah.
You're never going to make it. You're not going to be this. You need to do this. I want you to do that. I kept telling them, look, I'm going to be a star someday.
Yep.
And I'm going to bring everybody with me.
That's what I say.
So far, it's working. Yeah. And there's people who come out of the woodworks who I haven't talked to in years that are like, oh my God, you're so pretty now. Like, oh my God, like, what happened in high school? I'm like, wait a minute. What? Whoa.
Yeah.
Cause no offense. You got ugly as fuck. Like, you are handsome as hell, but you got ugly as fuck. I got to take a shot. Cause I know the person.
Yeah, let's take a shot to that. Well,
I know the person's going to know exactly who the fuck if they listen to who I'm talking about.
If you know who you are, you can email me at tokyoish@yahoo.com. I want to know before and after pictures. I just got fat.
But yeah, I've been, it's hard for me to gain weight.
Yeah, I didn't gain weight. I could eat whatever I wanted. I was really skinny up until I was 27. And then I'm going to say what all fat people say. I have a thyroid problem. And for real. And I just started blowing up even off water. And I mean, actually now I've lost 20 pounds. So, I mean, I'll show you later. But
you need to give me 20 pounds. Yo, you need to give me some weight.
I will give them to you. I wish I could.
Okay, you asked me earlier if I'd change anything about my body.
Yep.
Let's take a shot.
Shot. Cheers. Bacardi Gold. I know, right? We're like gagging on camera.
It's okay. Guys like it when girls gag.
I see. I hope I'll get lots of listeners.
So.
Changing your body. Your boobs.
I want them a little bigger.
A little bigger.
Because for some reason, people think I'm a fucking tranny. I don't see where they get that. I know that I'm not against them.
Yeah.
I respect everybody who's, trans or whatever. Yeah. Don't judge that shit. If you want to be a guy who turns into a girl, go for it, bro. Yeah. Like, no respect for you. Like, I'm not against any of that. Or the LGBT club. They rock.
Yeah, we don't, no one lives in that person's shoes. So I did an interview with someone who's transitioning, and it was funny because I thought that person looked like a friend of mine in school back in the day, and so did my sister. And later on, within the week, I got a couple emails and some comments, and this one guy was like, so are you a tranny? And I was like, excuse me? And he was like, are you a tranny? If you are, it's okay because you are like the hottest tranny ever. And I was like, no, thank you. I was like, but somebody else on this show had a penis, but it's okay. I mean, okay, thank you.
I
should have asked what it was about me. Like maybe my roughness.
It doesn't bother me if people want to do that. It really doesn't. If a girl wants to get a penis, go for it. If a guy wants to have boobs, fuck it.
But
let them be them.
I told that person, I said, hey, you look real good because they thought I was the one that was transitioning into a woman. I was like, and I had makeup on. I thought I looked cute that day. But
so when guys ask me and they're like, so do you have a penis? And I'm like, yeah, it's bigger than yours, bro. Yeah. What the fuck I said? I'm like, no, this is actually what I say. I'm like, you know what? No, because if I had a penis, I guarantee you it would be bigger than your fucking small dick that you think you're so macho with, bro.
Do you want to say where you work at? Do you work at different clubs or you have a house club?
Well, I mean, I don't. Okay, so I don't know if I told you why I don't work at a club right now.
No, tell me. Do you want to tell me?
Okay, sensitive subject.
Yeah.
A little sensitive right
now.
Go
ahead.
My best friend was murdered 3 years ago.
Very sorry.
So her 6-year-old witnessed the whole thing. I was subpoenaed as a witness in the trial. It was really heartbreaking. If it wasn't for her, I would have never made it out here in California as a dancer, because I don't mean to like pick and grind, but this is what I'm going to say.
Yeah, tell us.
I personally, when I came down here from Alaska, I didn't know shit about how to make money at the clubs. I didn't know, you know, because I'm white and I'm not, I need to clarify to everybody on here, I'm not racist at all. I respect every gender. Everybody's the same in my eyes.
Yes.
Just to clarify that.
But we're in the dancing world, so.
In the dancing world, I'm white, okay? I don't got a big ass and big titties. Mexicans love big ass and big titties.
Yep.
Asians, okay, Asians like people like me, you know, whatever. But the club that I went to was full of Mexicans. Mm-hmm. And I didn't understand a lick of Spanish.
Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't understand shit. So I'm sitting here, a fresh girl from Alaska, like, okay, I don't know what you're saying. Hola. Like, I don't know shit. Like, right?
Yeah.
Like, I'm learning, trying to pick it up as I'm going. My one friend, she was Creole and black.
She was beautiful.
And she was from Compton. And she, you know, she... My first week there, you know, when I first came out here, I lived in a hotel for 2 years with my stepson and him going to school and us getting through it. I mean, it was really hard.
Yeah.
You start at a low point and you work your way up.
Correct.
And my friend Paradise, her name was Paradise. Her name was Mariah, but I knew her as Paradise. She, the first week I was there, I was in the corner and I was crying because I didn't make any money.
Yeah.
And she comes up to me and she's like, "What are you doing?" I'm like, I'm just crying. I'm looking at her like, I haven't made any money. Like, I got to pay this the hotel, you know, and I was drunk as hell. And she picks me up and she's like, "You know what? We in this together." Then she pulls out $600 and tells me, "Go pay off your room for a week. Go get your stepson and your husband some food. I will help you and get you through this and show you the ropes around here." If it wasn't for her, I would have never made shit.
Yeah. And you would have then all
the, then the day, the day that he passed away, I'd spoken to her the night before it happened.
How long did you guys know each other in before that
I
happened?
I got down here, I was here for a year, year and a half, and I went to a Comic-Con in Texas for about 2 months. I was gone in Texas, and I came back, and we got really close after that for about 3.5 years.
Okay.
But it's been another 3 years since I've lost her. And
now, do you want to disclose what happened? Was this part of the club? Was this something this that happened in the club?
It was on the news. It was a pretty big case. What happened, what he did to her is their 6-year-old daughter was at the house. He claimed self-defense, which I know that isn't fucking true because
a boyfriend was this a boyfriend?
Yeah.
Okay.
Piece of shit. What they said in the trial was, is he held her there for 4 minutes. Off and on.
On her neck. On her neck.
She was half wet, half dry. She was still alive when the paramedics got there. But this is what I don't get. After what he did to my friend, he left her in the bathroom for 45 fucking minutes to suffocate on her own self because he broke right here.
I was going to say crushed her clavicle and her.
He crushed these ones and he crushed the ones of these in the back.
Okay, in her neck. Mm-hmm.
And the ones back here, the crown.
Yes. Was he? She was smaller, and he was much larger because she looked small in the photos. Okay.
Way smaller. He didn't call 911 right away.
Of course not. He knew what he was doing.
He called his mom.
Of course.
Went and took his daughter, and after she ran in the room asking what happened to her mom because she saw the whole thing happen.
Of course.
Literally, from start to finish.
Yeah.
And he went and got his mom while my friend sat there in the bathroom for 45 minutes suffocating on her own blood and or whatever happened to her. And they said during her autopsy, you know, they could tell they had to peel every layer down because she was bruised all the way down.
Yeah.
And, you know, my opinion on the whole thing is like, why are you going to call your mom?
Because and he so wanted to know what to do.
His mom arrived and she's screaming where everybody can hear her. She had to testify against her son. And then she got arrested as an accomplice.
Yeah, because she didn't call the police, right?
Yeah. And they moved her body and shit. Like,
The mother moved?
Yeah.
What did they do? Put her in the bed?
No, they left her in the bathroom. They just moved her.
To do what?
I really believe they were about to get rid of her body.
Okay, just trying to figure out. Now, does this guy, had he put his hands on her before that you know of? Okay.
Because this is a prior.
That's usually, that's usually how it goes.
Way before I even knew her.
So he was with her before that.
Well, I'm a domestic violence survivor myself. So like I know what it's like to be choked out and go through all the shit she literally went through. The difference is when she came to work her last week is when I started noticing something was off because she was moving really slow.
Hurting.
And wasn't happy like she normally was, her bubbly self. She loved to be at the club. It got her away from him.
Yeah.
And all she ever wanted was to be happy and treat and have her daughter safe and secure. And he had a history of being a bad guy and just being one way in front of her family and another way with her in front of her friends. And then a way different way with her behind closed doors.
Of course. They don't want people to know.
The last day I saw her, I remember, like, I can talk about it now. Like, I don't get emotional or anything. Like, I still feel, but like, I know she's at peace. Of course. Like, I'm not gonna cry or anything, but
listen, honey, this is your story.
The last day I saw her, she's moving very slow. And I mean, like, when she went to go take her jacket off, she was like that type shit. And it took her like an hour and a half to cover up all the bruises and all the shit on her face and neck. And I remember her telling me that night, you know, like, I'm gonna be okay. Like, you don't gotta worry about me. We in this bitch together. Like, we got this shit. Like, let's go have some fun.
Yeah.
And we drank and we had a great time. And then the next day I found out. But I think my most best experience with this woman is this. There was a night at the club that I got roofied by a girl.
A girl?
She was jealous of my pole tricks.
Oh, not because she wanted to lick you.
No, because she was jealous of my circus ballet shit that I do on that pole. I don't fucking get it because I'm not that good.
Yeah.
I'm not like a pro, but
you're
I know
better
what
than
I'm
her
doing.
Then.
Right. And this is embarrassing. My manager, who I'm really close with even to this day, his name's EC. Shout out to EC. EC and her and my best friend Ivy, shout out to Ivy, saved my life that night because I swear to God, you see it in the video.
Yeah.
What you do? I started seizing and puking everywhere. So what my best friend did, Paradise at the time, she ended up beating the fuck out of that bitch.
Good. We like
and
to beat
after
bitches.
So I ended up surviving and everything. I was obviously okay, but I was puking for like a good whole night. After she died, I don't know if you believe in spirits or anything like that.
I do.
But
we're Italian. I do.
Yeah. Right. Right.
I do.
I know she's been with me since she's died. I know she's been around me because every time I see a butterfly, there's been butterflies come up to my window in the middle of wintertime that should not be outside.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I know she flutters and she's away. That's what this tattoo represents is her right here. Like this butterfly.
Beautiful
right
butterfly on your chest. I love it. I love the color. I can tell. I love the color. You have several butterflies, right?
Huh? I have like three.
Okay. Yep.
So yeah, I have three and then a moth on my shin right here.
I love it.
I'm getting a new one done on Friday. I'm getting Ariel done right here.
Oh, I know. I seen that. But you said not Ariel in the normal Ariel, but more after what Ariel is going to be.
It's a surprise. I'm not going to.
Okay,
I'm
all
not
right. Don't tell us. Because I really was going to guess on that. Is it like a gothy type or vampire?
Kind of, but it's going to be girly. Like,
okay.
My whole spine over here is going to be Disney characters I fell in love with as a kid.
Yeah.
And then over here is going to be nothing but villains.
Okay. Yes. Oh, I'm sorry to interrupt story, but I love villains.
You're fine. We'll get into that in a minute.
Yes.
After she died. Okay. So there was a chick who I was really good friends with. I'm not going to name her name, but you're a fucking cunt.
Yep. Fuck you, cunt.
You're a fucking cunt.
You're a cunt.
So tell me, what kind of best friend who you spend most of your time with at the club and you have come to your house and smoke your weed and drink with you after your other best friend dies, promise they're going to take you to the funeral, smokes all my shit up.
Mm-hmm. A crab, blue crab. I call them blue crabs.
Fucking Snapchatted me on the funeral after she told me she'd take me.
Yeah.
And she went like this. She's like, oh, look, Safira.
She was at the funeral.
What?
She was at the funeral and didn't come get you?
didn't come get me like she promised. So I didn't get to experience the funeral. I didn't even get to say goodbye. And she promised she'd take me, and she was like this on her Snapchat. Oh.
What was her excuse?
Nobody wants you here.
Why?
She lied to me. She pulled a bunch of shit. She caused a lot of problems. Well, the one day I went to work, this is where I know my best friend's been with me.
Yeah.
This is how I'm going to tell you.
Yeah.
She had left work, this one bitch that I was friends with, because I was told we're not allowed to work on the same shift because that's how bad it was. We are best friends.
Yeah.
Never had a problem before. My manager said, you have to work separate shifts. So I came in, she left. She was already dressed out. Somebody called her bitch ass back at the club. She come back in, wait till I get off stage. There's customers everywhere, which is, this is not what you do at a strip club. You do not cause a scene in front of your customers.
Never.
Anybody.
No, you take that shit home.
I hadn't even had my first shot of the day. And, you know, because I have to have a shot before I start dancing.
Same it's just here. Like Players Club.
And she's in the back room throwing my shit across the room in front of all the girls who know me. And she's like, fuck this bitch. I'm going to beat this bitch's ass. And I come in there and she's nose to nose with me. Like, what? And I'm like, we're not doing this here.
Yeah.
We are not doing this here. We are not. There are customers watching.
Yeah.
We are not doing this right now. You are actually off. What are you doing in my face? And she got up in my face and she went to go hit me. And I swear to you, on the video, you can see a light or something pop in the middle of me and she gets flown back by something.
Yeah.
I know it was my friend.
Yeah.
Because we had to rewatch that video over like 10, 20 fucking times.
Yeah.
The managers, me, yeah, the other girl. Like,
I didn't touch her.
I didn't touch her at all. So she obviously got escorted out.
Yeah.
But like, that's how I know that there are people who stay behind that do protect you and do. And I'm sure she protects her daughter and other people she loves too. But I do know that they have, if you're a spirit, and I believe they have free reign. If they're at peace, they can go wherever the fuck they want.
Yeah.
They can go see family. I don't, if there is a God, mm-hmm. This is all I'm going to say because I'm not religious.
Yep.
If there is a God, I do believe that he allows those people who've passed on to go see their loved ones.
Yep.
I do not believe that he keeps them caged up.
No, not at all. It's a lot of energy. I believe in energy. I really do. And I believe there's energy everywhere. So maybe not them being here, but the energy is right there, like, in your heart, their energy, their love to you. It's always like a bubble. It's like a bubble that protects you.
And it's like there. When I died the first time from my ex and then the second time from my overdose, same thing happened. I never saw a white light. Okay. But I had to change my life around. I was told by something, if you change, your life's going to go this way.
Yeah.
If you stay on this path, you're not going to have another chance.
What did you overdose from?
I was doing meth and cocaine and painkillers for a good while.
Yeah.
With snorting them and
took you
with
down
my ex. And yeah. Trying to get rid of the pain, and I was getting beat all the time, so I had to.
Now, on a better note, hold on, your husband, please.
Yeah.
I want to know, because this is where I met you, when I've seen you and you guys have recently got married.
We got married a year ago on January 18th, so it'll be our 2-year anniversary to marriage this next month.
Because your Facebook is the first thing I saw, and it's funny because I was introduced to talk to you by Scott Icon for the Icon
Show. Shout out to Scott.
So he was like, you should, you know, talk to Chrissy Krueger. He's like, I just feel like you guys would be like awesome. I mean, I saw your Facebook and he told me like a real life vampire, but then I'm like, I see you and your husband in your white dress and you look beautiful. And of course I scrolled down, but I'm like, really? I'm like, look, I'm like, it's so approachable. I'm excited.
Well, my husband saved my life.
Tell me, because he seems amazing.
He helped me get sober.
What happened? Like, he found you broken?
I called him. I messaged him when my ex beat me for the last time and threw my computer and broke him. And Tony just happened to be in the area when it happened. And, you know, he went up there with his gun and like in Alaska. This is when we were in Alaska. This is before I left. Kelly. You know, he went up there, had his gun on his fucking hip, and was about ready to fucking go in there and pull the trigger on this motherfucker.
Yeah.
Like, this guy was really bad for me. He would dose my weed with cocaine and fucking meth and fucking all that crazy shit. And, like, even as a dancer, I was drinking alcohol and crushing up painkillers. Like, I'm not going to hide that shit. I did all that shit. I mean, I'm not proud of it.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, everybody has a moment where anybody who's listening ever to this podcast, it is hard getting sober. I did it cold turkey.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Tony told me today that I was going through, my withdrawals were bad. I could have died from my withdrawals.
Yeah.
But when it happened, Tony got to the hotel. I remember bits and pieces. This is what I remember.
Yeah.
Tony, you have to remember though, Tony's been in my life since I was like 17.
Okay.
We became best friends and fuck buddies when I was 18.
Ooh.
Okay. So like after our first night of, you know, fun, I fell in love after he said no fucking feelings. And I was like, fuck you. And then I went home to my best friend and said, I'm going to marry that motherfucker one day.
Plus
the fact that he's a Marine is a total turn on.
Is he? Oh my God.
Yeah. And so like he got me into a different world, like, sexually introduced me to like being with other people while, you know, threesomes and foursomes and other things like that, which foursomes. I really enjoyed it at the time when I was younger.
Wait, what's a foursome?
Two girls, two guys.
Oh my God. Oh, couple, like more like couples.
21st birthday, bitch.
Oh, all right.
him, his best friend, and his ex-wife.
Oh, was she the wife at the time? No.
No.
Oh, all right.
No, they were divorced by then.
Oh, so like, wait, how did that conversation go? Excuse me, I know we're divorced, but I'd like to introduce you to
Well, before I met him, he was already, like, living with her and had a son, so his life is, but you'll have to ask him about all that.
Yeah.
She was there before I was.
Yeah,
like, he had his son to worry about. That's all he cared about was getting custody of his son, and then me came along.
Yeah.
But the whole time I wanted to date him, bro. The whole time I was trying to fucking date him, and he's like, no, you're not ready. Plus, he had to get his mental check and mentality in check.
And then he was in the Marines. He was probably traveling, right?
Yeah, he was in Brazil.
Okay, yeah, out of the area.
Yeah, but he, you know, we've been through a lot. We've had I haven't been the best of friend to him when I was friends to him because I got jealous because I wanted to be with him. And, like, he just wasn't ready. So I'd go date other guys, try to make him mad and jealous and, like, just piss him off. I'd fuck his best friend behind his back and like, just piss him off. Like, you're going to date me, bro. Like, one of these days, you know. But, that was when we were just friends and I was single.
Yeah.
So I partied and did my shit when I was younger.
Yeah.
And he, when he got the call, he came, got to the hotel. He remembers I walked out. I sat in his truck and I had both bleeding out of both my ears. I had two black eyes. My ribs were bruised and cracked. And all I remember is sitting in the car, him taking this and looking at my ears, telling me I needed to go to the hospital. I was like, fuck no. And then I remember being, look at this. Then there's a big gap. Okay.
Yeah.
Then the next thing I remember is this, being in his house with the paramedics with two lights shining on my eyes.
Yeah.
Telling me I should probably go get my head checked because I have
a concussion.
I don't know what I had. I refused to go because I didn't want to tell the cops or do anything because of my ex.
Yeah.
Because he threatened me and told me if I ever do it, then he's going to kill me.
Yeah.
And they looked at me and then there's a gap. I remember shit. That same day, gap disappears. And then I remember being back in the hotel room to get my stuff and the detective was with me. With Tony, and we lifted up a pillow, and there was an axe on there. There was an axe under the pillow, and there was blood on the wall.
So you think, oh, did he hit you with it?
He never got me with it, but I'm sure he hit me with it.
Because that's, and there was blood. Yeah. Well, he was going to finish you off.
He was going to kill me. Yeah. He was going to fucking kill me. Either way, he was going to kill me. I was supposed to be dead that day. I wasn't supposed to be alive. But when he did choke me out, pretty scary. But before any of that happened, let me just tell you this one story as to why I think he turned that way.
Yeah.
I know this is not an excuse. And I know John was probably, sorry, I named his name, but his name's John.
Okay.
I know that he probably was always an abuser, but one day he came home, he did a line and drank a whole bottle of Jack in front of me. And then I went in the room and I was high as fuck. So
you were high yourself.
I went in the room and he was on the bed, bending down, praying to something in some fucking weird language he was talking. And I was like, what the fuck are you doing? And he looked at me and he's like, I love you. And he passed down. Okay. I thought he was asleep. No breathing. Yeah. No nothing. I couldn't call the cops because.
Yeah, what are you going to say? You're high. He's high. Drugs in the house. Yeah.
Fucked up.
Yeah.
And we, my best friend, my other best friend, who I'm still friends with to this day, had to perform CP fucking R on him and wake him up. Yeah. And he came back three different times, gasping for air. And
this is in Alaska, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I believe when he came back, something attached to him because he completely was a different person.
Brought something back with him.
When you die like that, like when I did it, when it happened to me, your body's vulnerable to anything mm-hmm. spiritual. I don't
care. Well, also, if he was praying to something that you don't know, he could have been invoking something on purpose.
Yeah, and then I find out that the house we're living in was my other friend. I don't know if you know stories about Alaska, but there was a girl named Samantha Koenig, rest in peace. Mm-hmm. Cool, man. This story's going to trip you out, okay? Because the story was viral. It was all over the fucking news. Like, my friend, who I used to party with, mm-hmm. got kidnapped at a coffee stand in the middle of the night. There's a video of him dragging her through the fucking window. It's fucking sad. She was only, like, 19 years old.
Yeah.
A serial killer around Alaska kidnapped her, and he even openly admitted in jail that she wasn't his target. He just wanted to go for her.
Yeah.
He would go around Alaska and bury serial killer kits where he was going to have his next victims.
Yeah.
Which is so crazy. And my friend Samantha, I found I was living in her house in her old room. Downstairs, there was a satanic altar that her dad had. Or somebody in that house had. Somebody. I don't know who.
Yeah.
Somebody did. Creepy ass shit. I got rid of it.
Yeah.
But she was found in a lake chopped up in Alaska. There's a lot of crazy stories we should talk about that's happened in Alaska. Cause like that shit was insane, dude. Like I don't even play those games, yo.
Well, that kind of makes sense of the fact of the axe that your ex had waiting on you. Right.
Yep.
Yeah. Yep. I catch on.
I fully believe that like my friend who is taken, I don't understand why Paradise was killed in the way she was and why she had to leave this world when she had a beautiful daughter who needed her. I don't understand why people like her get taken. I don't understand why God needs them. Yeah. Like they're here on this earth to help us and to help your people.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand why the good ones get taken. I know that sounds selfish. And I know it sounds weird, but like it doesn't make sense. Like, if what happened, knock on wood, my last name's Wood now, but like, knock on wood. We have this wonderful podcast, and then tomorrow I get in a car wreck. Yep. You would be like, there's no fucking way. Yeah. Like, you'd be tripping.
Yep. I was at Thanksgiving with a family member on my husband's side, and she was fine. Nothing was wrong. And then Saturday morning, we got a call when I was on my way to Cape Coral, and she passed away. She was only 50. Something weird about blood pressure, which is, you know, we're still in a bit of shock now because I'm glad I went to that event because I, you know, almost didn't go because we usually celebrate holidays, you know, with our own families and not usually jointly. But this time my husband kept telling me it was really important for me to go, and I figured it was. And I actually am very at peace at things because me and her spent literally the whole event together, sat next to each other. We took a picture together. It was, you know, she put her arm around me in the photo, in the family photo, and it was crazy because like we've always been friends, you know, for the last 15-20 years. But for her to do that and just come and put her arm around me was just out of the ordinary for us to do that. I mean, we always hug, but it could be here and gone tomorrow. And yeah, I believe that it happens. It happens.
Let me ask you a question. You got some actual weed on you?
Do I have weed on me?
Yeah.
No, my husband does.
Do you want to like smoke some weed? I'm going to get the bong and then take it.
Oh, yeah, get the bong in here. If I smoke weed, I'm going to bed.
I'll do it. You take a shot then.
Yeah,
I'll do
take a
bong.
Shot. I don't even know where his weed is. It's here. I smoked for years and then I quit. And then after that, I couldn't even hit anything without passing out.
I also got to grab my charger. So give
grab
me one
it,
second.
Go ahead. Grab it.
One second, babe.
No problem. I like hearing people's conversations in the background. It's my favorite. Because sometimes you hear the funniest stuff. And sometimes things are taken out of context, which is extra funny. I was just in a music video. And we were in a classroom. And they were supposed to tell us what, you know, to just talk normally. So I was just talking about makeup on my face.
Do you have people listening in right now?
No, but when it goes up, they will. So
my friends are so stoked. You have no idea how excited they are.
I'm super excited. Yes, these are usually pre-recorded, but it's only for our safety. And that's because we say things that sometimes people, you know, change their mind afterwards and they're like, no, I don't know. Or things happen and you don't know and you can't help it. I mean, a little bit of editing doesn't help or doesn't kill.
Well, my husband's in here now.
Oh, Tal, hi. Where's he at?
He's right here.
Hi, hubby. Hi. How are you? You guys can smoke away.
I'm still kind of like waking up.
Are you? Oh, what time is it over there? Like 6?
Well, he's took a nap, so. Oh.
I have a really messed up sleep schedule.
Yeah, he's weird.
I have insomnia, and there's days that I would go to work 2 days in a row with just the energy in my body.
Thank you all for listening to my podcast, Talk Yo Ish. Like I always say, every episode better than the last. Now, don't forget to order your Manscaped with promo code TOKYOISH. Everyone deserves smooth balls. Till next time, bye-bye.